This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing 4 Americans, wounding 16 servicemen, 1 Polish soldier. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province that killed at least 52, wounded around 100 others. Hundreds of people were there when the explosion occurred at the shrine. The victims include women and children. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by the Islamic State militants.
La vie, hein, faut respecter la vie, et c'est une sorte de victoire aujourd'hui.
This man was at the concert. He said, "We now need to show respect for life. We're pushed around, but we are back and we are celebrating life," he says. The Islamic State claiming responsibility for that November 13, 2015 attack on 8 sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Turkey has suspended the activities of 370 civic groups, including women's and children's rights organizations, as the Ankara government continues its roundup of individuals and groups with alleged ties to a failed coup attempt 4 months ago. Critics, including Western governments and human rights organizations, have voiced concern. This is VOA News. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, but he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. Meantime, Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president. It is now part of the transition team.
It'll be a fabulous cabinet filled with people who are qualified to do those jobs and who understand very clearly what his goals are. He's laid them out very specifically as a 100-day plan that he's put out there for everyone to see, and he will surround himself with men and women who agree with that or are capable of doing that. And look, I think divided government ends up being an excuse after a while, and the excuses are over. We have a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate, a majority Republican governorships, and 69 of the 99 legislative chambers are also Republican in our state. So there's a mandate from the public to actually get things done, and he will do that.
The appointments made by incoming presidents help indicate the policy directions they plan on pursuing. Trump admitted as much in statement that his team is looking at the most highly qualified group of successful leaders who'll be able to implement his agenda. Trump put his vice presidential running mate Mike Pence in charge of the transition team and naming a group of Washington insiders to help with the cabinet selection process. After a trip to Antarctica, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today he believes a majority of Americans realize climate change is in fact happening and want the issue to be addressed. He said he will continue efforts to implement the landmark Paris Agreement on climate change until President Obama leaves office on January the 20th. President-elect Donald Trump has said that he believes climate change is a hoax. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group signed a new modified peace accord in Havana following the surprise rejection of an earlier deal by voters on a referendum. President Juan Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia inked an initial peace deal on September 26. The October 2nd vote rejected it. And Britain's Prince Harry says that Sydney, Australia will be hosting the 2018 Invictus Games. He's urging everyone, including wounded military athletes, to get involved. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
broadcast.
VOA 1.
Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
The best music. Now.
The hits, they are Rudimental, and that song was written by and features Ed Sheeran, Lay It All On Me. My name's Larry London. Chainsmokers and Halsey have laid the number one song on us for the last 12 weeks, and according to Billboard magazine, in their 58-year chart history, only 17 acts have been number one for 12 weeks. So Chainsmokers and Halsey join that crowd with this one, Closer.
I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder.
as good as the day I met you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay, play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
I'm getting loose in this thing, like OJ the juice in this thing. Feeling like left eye, boy, I burn the roof in this thing. I got all the women getting naked, feeling like Luke in this thing. Think it's a game. Now I got the lit in the green right. All I need is mommy for you to give me the green light, so I can run through it like an easy pass. Find a spot and step on the gas.
Woo! Give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one. So give me the green.
I like the cleanest, cleanest, arena Venus, flow of genius, Phoenix, you never seen this, I have a dream this, that 200 on the dash got me fiending, so I'm tryna ride out, slide out, rally stripes in the 500, bye-bye, wild out, shout out, beehive in the honeycomb, hide out, hey,
give me the green light, cause I'm ready to go, let's have a good time, what you waiting for, you only got one.
Let's go.
Cause I'm ready to go.
Oh, 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 o
is new music. Right here, VOA. One.
Tonight.
Title track to the new album, 24 Karat Magic. He calls it his sexiest album so far. Bruno grew up in Hawaii, and his parents are part Filipino. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, and this is Rihanna with We Found Love, right here on VOA 1.
Bring to feeling big, but I got a new thing, baby. I ain't feeling that now. Can't you see that everybody wanna put their hands on me? See, I be on this money while your man on me, and I need another hand with all these bands on me. Wait.
Azalea, who grew up in Australia. That is Beg For It. I'm Larry London. No begging here. It's yours. VOA 1, the hits.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own.
We're a thousand. thousand miles from comfort, we have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Featuring Jess Glenn, a number one song in the UK, Rather Be. The guys in Clean Bandit, very shocked last month when one of the members emailed the other members to say, I'm leaving the group. Ouch. You've got VOA 1, the hits, and we've got DJ Snake and Bipolar Sunshine. You know where they are? They are in the middle.
Staring at two different views on your window ledge. Is gone cold, it's like time froze. There you go, wishing, floating down, I'm wishing. It's like I'm always causing problems, causing. I didn't mean to put you through this, I could. We're gonna sweep this under the carpet. I hope that I can turn back to make it all alright.
Lying down beside you, what's going through your head? The silence in the air felt like my soul froze. Am I just overthinking feelings I can't?
Just dance, 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 d hustle.
I got it, just stay close enough to get it.
Don't slow. Drive it clean, it lights so bleed, it's been the last though.
I got it
in your pocket.
I got it, just damn.
Don't be
Gaga, Just Dance. She's come a long, long way since that song was on the charts. That was her first hit with Colby O'Donis. Lady Gaga's latest album was number one. Joanne is the name of the album. She and her dad both got tattoos with the name Joanne, who happens to be her aunt. And she passed away about 12 years ago. But Lady Gaga said Joanne, Aunt Joanne, was so influential in her life. And by the way, Lady Gaga is a big Michael Jackson fan. She paid a lot of money to buy a lot of Michael Jackson's clothes, the famous red leather jacket from some of his music videos and his fedora from Beat It and Billie Jean. And she's got them in a warehouse that she rents every month in Los Angeles. Here's Tove Lo.
You can run free, I won't hold it against you. You do your thing, never wanted a future. If I knew how to put it romantic, speaking my truth, there's no need to panic. No, let's not put a label on it, let's keep it for.
Broke every every law except for one, babe. Attraction, are you ready? I know you feel it, pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, I wanna do something right, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't tryna save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. Got that little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray.
Justin Timberlake is an animated character in the film Trolls, which earned $85 million here in the U.S. over the weekend, and I contributed to some of that because I went to see it. Over the course of the weekend around the world, globally, the film has raised $203 million. Congratulations to Justin and the cast and everyone who contributed to the music. Justin opens up honestly and says that he actually cried when he did his cover version of the Cyndi Lauper hit True Colors. He said it made him think about his 18-month-old son, Silas.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. Can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up. Stay forever this young.